This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Howdy doody. This is the DJV program. It's not the Howdy Doody show. As a matter of fact, I'm going to guess that none of my three co-hosts, Jennifer, Victoria, or Jay, know who Howdy Doody is.
I've heard of it.
Of course, yeah.
I've never seen it.
You know?
I've never seen it, but know of him.
Really? Do you know the old...
Redhead, lots of freckles.
Yeah. He looks just like... what's the singer's name that I always compare him to?
Ed Sheeran.
No. Well, Ed Sheeran a little bit. Yeah, Ed Sheeran. The red hair and stuff. Yeah. But the guy that's never going to give you up.
When my mom was on a Clay Aiken back in the day, my mom thought that Clay Aiken looked like Howdy Doody.
Really?
Rick Astley, I can see that, too.
Yeah. So, when I sing, it's Howdy Doody time. And then, you know, when I'm feeling like singing some television show theme, and that's what popped into my mind. Maybe I'm getting all excited.
Well, it's a current one, so that's good.
The Friends show.
Right. You are so on trend.
Thank you. Okay, let's get to happiness or not. Jennifer, the White House has advanced California offshore wind plans. Interior Department, Defense Department, maybe we should get TSA involved in this too. As long as they're protecting us with a pipeline, maybe they need to protect us from people who blow up our windmills. So how are the locals liking this idea? A lot of them.
I think it's kind of a mixed bag. It's a mixed bag for me too. I mean, I don't hate the idea of this type of energy production. I just think that there are going to be, I don't know if I trust government to fulfill it the best way possible. First,
really? Why would you say that?
I know, right? I'm so predictable.
Yeah.
Isn't this contracted out, though, to private energy companies? Because I know
that's probably related to Pelosi, or it's
a bidding war.
Who gets the contract is the very first question I would ask. Because the contract that for the big train that we also implemented in the name of being good for the environment, the big bullet train to nowhere, that is a failure. I mean, you might as well have just dug a hole and put cash in it, because that's what happened. And that contract went to Dianne Feinstein's husband. In the company that he runs. Yeah, billions of dollars. So I wonder who gets the contract. I also say that I guess this is a step in the right direction, but I really find it hard to take things seriously until California gets serious about fixing the power grid. This push towards it using this type of energy is just not going to work. They're trying to say by 2035, which I know seems long from now, but it's going to be here before we know it, that everybody has to be out of their cars, their gas-powered cars, and they have to be into electric or clean energy vehicles, essentially. And there's no way, given the power grid situation now, that California could even withstand people charging their cars and doing all this stuff.
So you're going to force people
out of their cars, and we can't even keep the power on when it's windy outside because we're afraid it's going to spark a wildfire. So, I mean, I'm not mad at the idea, but I do wonder about the implementation. There's also a lot of expected environmentalists who are going to be ticked about this because they're going to have to do this off the shore. The Pacific Ocean is very deep. It's not like the Atlantic where you can do this close to shore and it's more shallow. Pacific is deep, so they're going to have to do it on these floating things, essentially, that are like tethered in. And so it's like the oil rigs
that are off the coast of California.
Right, the environmental, kind of like on man-made islands, essentially. Yeah, and right. So the environmentalists are saying that this is going to disrupt wildlife and marine life for years to come if they do this, what the environmental impact is going to be. I just don't think it's very realistic. And the DOD, even under Biden and Trump both, have been upset about this idea because apparently they do lots of, like, Navy and Army testing and stuff off in the same area. Plus, you have private residents who are going to be putting up a fight.
Oprah and the Prince, they'll all be protesting this together. Okay, the reopening of diplomatic ties with the Palestinians. So the Trump era saw the Palestinians on the outs, And now apparently Secretary of State Blinken, winking, blinking, and nod. There's got to be a joke there somewhere. He can't exist without a joke, right?
Oh, Blinken? Well, you know he's a rock star.
I didn't know that.
His band was A Blinken. Yeah. A Blinken.
That's pretty funny, actually.
Isn't that a character from Robin Hood Men in Tights?
He's a character
from Robin Hood Men in Tights. This guy's been embarrassed by the Chinese government so far. It's only been a few months. Chinese government embarrasses
him. Though, that's probably more embarrassing.
I'd rather. Then Netanyahu gets him up there and says the Iran deal is ridiculous. It embarrasses him. Now he's saying he's going to give money to the Palestinian government. Here's the problem, and it's something we've been trying to talk about. It's not the Palestinian people necessarily, but the government is Hamas. The Palestinian Authority is run by Hamas. It's a terror organization. Why in the world, if we don't negotiate with terrorists, are we negotiating with terrorists?
I'm thinking some of them don't even understand that, frankly. I really do. I think they're so clueless. All right, speaking
I don't think
of
it's
clueless,
a bad thing, though, to have the Consulate General office reopened in Jerusalem.
No,
I don't think that's a bad thing.
No, I don't think that's bad. I think
we should have a presence there. If we're going to be so wrapped up in all of the emotions and the politics and the ramifications of it, we should have a physical presence
there. I think
we should
open it up and send the Hadids to run it. How's that for an idea? Good idea? That makes sense. Huh? President Biden and Pukin Putin are going to meet next month in Geneva. That'll be good. What about a wrestling match between the two of them? Are they, the story suggests that they are adversaries. Do we know for sure that they adversaries, or is it just
laughable is that Trump said nice things about Putin but did hard things to him, treated Vladimir Putin and Russia really rough. In fact, they gave him more sanctions, more problems, more pushback. We sided with Ukraine in an arms fight. We armed Ukraine. We stood against the pipeline. All of that stuff was really good if you are not a fan of Russia. But then you get Biden who comes in and says, oh, Russia's the worst thing ever, but yet has already loosened some sanctions, decided to sign off on this European pipeline. I mean, it's going to be a big bunch of nothing. I don't know. I can't.
Happy days are here again. Okay.
What means more, actions or words?
I think, actions speak louder than words, Jennifer, in case you've not ever heard that before, that phraseology. Actions speak louder than words. So let's talk about the act of trying to teach children, not only in California but elsewhere, and what it actually has cost. So I'm looking at the budget here for the school department in Framingham, up 13% from last year, because they're now just paying for some of the remote ordinance, including Chromebooks. What's a Chromebook, anyway?
It's like a laptop, but
cheap laptop.
It's less expensive, yeah. But my mom has a Chromebook. It's actually like a laptop,
It's like a tablet with a little keyboard on it. How about that?
Oh, okay. So it's like an iPhone if you put a I get it. Okay. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, there are a lot of people.
What ranch do we live at? I know you say that a lot, but like what?
Beasley Farm. It's not really a ranch. It's a farm.
Thank you.
Back on the farm, the true cost of all of this apparently amounts to $1 trillion or $2 trillion as a part of this overall $6 trillion whatever. We've spent $1 trillion, and what do we have to show for it? Pretty much zero, right? So who's held accountable for all of this stuff? I'd kind of like to know that. Anybody have thoughts on the money that's been spent for remote learning, what hasn't happened, and yet it's cost a lot more money? So who's going to answer for that? We go back to the Chinese.
What's the impact? What's the impact on kids? I don't even think we know the impact on kids yet. We probably won't for the next year or two.
We'll look back and say
that was one of our biggest mistakes.
Yeah, but let's say this investigation now that everybody's talking about that will focus on China and the real origin of, I know, and we all seem to agree, what really happened. But let's say somebody in an official capacity. We're just a bunch of talking heads. So we have no authority. We have nothing other than our own thoughts and research. So somebody actually says that the Chinese government developed this in a laboratory and deliberately let it out. to
well,
do
even if
what
they didn't deliberately. If it's their bad practices, which that I think it was in 2018, there was from the State Department, the U.S. State Department, wrote a report after visiting that lab and said that they had a bunch of safety protocols that were not being followed, and that was back in 2018. So. I don't know. I think we can get them on negligence, but I don't know that we'll ever fully be able to, you know,
so then we just pay and we just smile while it's stuck up our keister.
Well, what else can we do? I mean, come on. I know. Look, we're all in the same boat here. We all agree. But what can we do?
I don't know. What do you do? I think we do what I said before.
Honestly,
and encourage
strong leader would turn the... Well, a strong leader would turn the world against China. That's what they would do. A strong leader would...
Trump tried to do that, though, Jen. It didn't work. All it did was hurt our farmers and hurt everybody here and American companies.
But
you
didn't do it the right way.
But that was the right thing to do. I mean, it's going to be painful. It's going to be like going on a diet. Nobody wants to go on a diet, but ultimately it's the right thing to do, right? It's for your health.
Encourage through tax policy, as I've suggested dozens of times. The way to do it is to make sure that you want to increase taxes? Swell. Increase them on the companies staying in and doing business with China and paying no attention to the reality of the real world situation. And then the other side of that is you encourage through tax incentives cutting taxes on companies that either establish themselves here. Didn't we yesterday talk about some company that's going to build
Peloton
in Ohio?
Is building Peloton
right.
is going to build
yeah. So encourage them, give them a 14% tax rate instead
of
28%.
The state of Ohio did give them something. That's why they chose Ohio of all places.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's the way to do it, frankly, not this other stuff. Anyway, so that's kind of, I don't know, I just think that it doesn't take a lot of creative thinking. It just takes somebody who's got some...
No, but the problem is it's not... The creative thinking is not what we're lacking. The problem, though, is we have got to figure out, and a lot of companies are trying to do this on the tech end, but we've got to figure out how to extricate ourselves from that. I mean, we're in such a spider web with the supply chain and with every... I mean, like you said, Doug, you can't go anywhere without finding something that's made in China. You know, if you... I was in Home Depot yesterday, and I was looking at little bolts and stuff, and there were a few things that say proudly made in the USA, which is what I bought, but at the same time, when you look around and, you know, our housing industry is booming right now, right? New construction, it's a great thing. Everybody's doing DIY projects. Well, if you take everything off the shelves that's made in China right now, our economy would be crippled completely.
And come
to a halt.
Figured us out, know us to a T.
So
18 after the hour. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly. Yep, think O'Reilly. They're close, they're convenient, they're known for guaranteed everyday low prices, excellent customer service, professional parts people, you can trust them. Stop by and see your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today, or you can visit them online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español.
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com, Babbel.com.
You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you have a sore neck, a headache, or backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code? The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers, get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
It's 23 at the hour now. This is the DJV program, and whether you're used to it or not, some of the new listeners may not get the fact that we have a regular schedule here, which the ladies usually screw up, and I'm trying to keep them on time. I'm trying.
Wow.
Back that bus all over us.
Right. He loves driving buses, he'll tell you.
Driving you. We're driving ahead. No, we're not going backwards. We're going ahead here. Okay, Kim Kardashian is trending because she's in labor. Well, maybe not. We'll get to the bottom line. I've once again manipulated the headline. We'll get to the real story after this.
There's a lot of talk about getting back to the way things were. But what does that mean? Does it mean getting back to feeding our community? Is it about getting back to moving Earth? Or planting the seeds of the future? For the folks who run with us, there is no going back. Because they've never stopped working towards a better tomorrow. Together, we run forward. Nothing runs like a deer. Learn more at johndeere.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
All right, let's get to it here. J.J. Kirshner with Doug Stephan and Victoria Keelan. Kim Kardashian is president. No. Kim Kardashian...
Can you imagine?
Is pregnant. Maybe that's not true either. What's the story?
There's a labor dispute and a lawsuit against her. She's being sued by former
she's not
gardeners.
In labor? Ah, damn.
Nope. The former gardeners and maintenance workers, former Hidden Hills residents, are saying, I mean, there's a lot of claims. One that... The Kardashian withheld taxes from their wages without furnishing those amounts to the government, did not pay overtime, did not allow meal and rest breaks. There's a 16-year-old on the crew who surpassed the 48 weekly working hours allowed for his age.
Hello, it's California, and there are illegals everywhere doing all this stuff. What makes her special? This is baloney. Nonsense. Everybody in the world has the same circumstance. So what's the story? Who's going after her for what reason, really? that glad I asked.
She was violating the labor law.
Everybody does. So what is it, what's the real
deal?
Well,
is she supposed to inspect the crew every day when she's not even there, when they show up at the garden?
And here's what her team is saying, her legal team is saying, that she hired a different company to even do all of this. So she had no hand or she didn't even know what was going on with the day-to-day work. She has no, she has nothing to do with any of this. It's the other company.
Yeah, so she's this is a much ado about nothing, like most of what's in social media is all about. Okay, so let's get to what people are saying. We did talk a little bit about Tim Conway getting axed for a week or so, and the Rand Paul thing. That's something that's been trending. Amy Klobuchar yesterday said she wanted to reopen trade agreements with Cuba. You asked our audience to weigh in. What have they been saying?
A few people are here for it. Jerry Huffaker, I like it. Chris Burton, go for it. Craig Donahue says, like, we really need another source of exploited labor to undermine American workers. That Amy sure is a friend to the worker. Carrie Morgan says, well,
a real stretch.
Yeah, really.
Wow.
Carrie Morgan says, well, a sizable percentage of our electorate are openly Marxist or socialist. So, with a whole bunch of O's.
Okay.
Zach Watts asked, what's wrong with Cuba? Zach says, I never understood.
Right.
We trade with China all day long.
Yeah.
Right.
And all the other communist countries. Yep. Yeah. Bad guys everywhere. So anyway, and lots of people like Cuban cigars, as I think one of the listeners pointed out. So there you go. It's the DJV program. Thank you for your input. Help yourself anytime at DJV Show. It's 28 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number's toll free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Clay's Cleaning Service has a spotless reputation.
You take care of the windows. Hello, this is Clay.
But his business operations could use a light dusting.
I had you scheduled for next week. I'll just check here. No, absolutely. We will be there tomorrow.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get 75.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
As the Defund the Police movement is being pushed by lawmakers, violent crime in major U.S. cities is spiraling out of control. Murders are up 22% in New York City, up 50% in Atlanta, and murders are up 800% in Portland, Oregon. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki puts the blame on violent crime on the Trump White House.
There's actually been a rise in crime over the course of the last year, since the start of the pandemic, which actually predates President Biden taking office. We're focused on solutions here, and that's why we propose We put $5 billion in the American Jobs Plan to help address community violent intervention programs, to help fund them. That's also why we fought for funding for state and local governments in the rescue plan, something many opposed. There was a lot of Republican opposition to that. That's helped keep cops on the beat and other public servants in vital roles. And it's why his budget proposes to increase funding for the cops program by $300 million to invigorate community policing.
USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Canada's 10 provinces and 3 territories continue to block fully vaccinated Americans from entering their country. This, as the country continues to benefit from the United States as we supply their 38 million citizens with COVID-19 vaccines. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is calling out President Biden for allowing Canada to receive COVID-19 vaccines from the United States while at the same time barring fully vaccinated Americans from crossing the northern border.
I'm all for helping Canada, and listen, border states like Maine and New Hampshire and Vermont have been permitting Canadians to come across the border if they want to be vaccinated in the United States, really since February. And we're allowing folks to do that, and we're sending vaccine now to Canada.
Christie speaking there on CNN, he continues by discussing what needs to be done in order to get more people to be vaccinated.
But if we believe that the vaccines work, then you have to allow people who have been double vaccinated to come into Canada. They don't present a risk. And so how can Canada ask us for our help, but at the same time not allow our citizens to go in?
Chris Christie is a former federal prosecutor and was the 55th governor of New Jersey from 2010 to 2018. The federal government has given the green light for states to offer cash incentives to encourage residents to get the COVID-19 vaccine. The Treasury Department on Tuesday updated its guidance for how states and local governments can spend coronavirus relief money that passed in March. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
All things metaphysical? Then you need to check out the podcast for Your Hidden Power. Visit yourhiddenpowershow.com or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
You've been all my life. It's Wednesday, May 26th on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. The idea here is to be connected to what's real. And today is the birthday of Buddha. I've always liked, there's something, I have Buddha statues all around my, I have them in my house. I have them outside on the grounds. I think that there's something about Buddha. I usually refer to the things that I love in life as Buddha. My dog is a Buddha dog. I have a Buddha grandchild. My children are Buddhas. It's just an interesting the concept. I wonder if people even know, ladies. Do you think that the average person even knows who Buddha is? Well, it was.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I don't think many people, unless you took world history in college, know more of the history and in all of the things around Buddha.
Mm-hmm.
But I think most people know who Buddha is.
Yeah. And do you think that people understand his philosophy? Or because it doesn't fit with the, in some people's minds, the Judeo-Christian experience that there's nothing valid about Buddha. You think that is the case?
Well, don't people think that about any religion that isn't theirs? Right? I mean, it's, you know.
You always have a way of encapsulating, yes. It is, I think, what a lot of people do think that way. You know, I think all of the religions that present themselves as the one true religion. I remember when I was in high school, I had a girlfriend who was Catholic. So I took catechism, good Doug. This is a Freudian slip.
Yeah,
I took
right? It was cataclysmic.
Catechism school and learned about the beliefs of the Catholic Church. And I
you
grew
did
up
this
as,
just for a girlfriend?
I did, in fact, yes.
How old were you?
14, 15, 15.
Wow.
What do you mean, wow?
That's because no 14-year-old boy is looking into catechism just because, like, you know, some girl he likes is into it.
Once
that
again,
tells me
I'm different.
A whole lot about the pattern of your dating life.
Why? What do you mean by that? How do
because
you figure that?
Because I think that you, and Jen's not here anymore to back me up, but I think it just shows.
You need back up on this.
Because it shows a pattern of you, you know, completely immersing yourself in someone else's world and not really maintaining enough of your own.
I didn't have a world of my own. You knew
that.
I grew up by myself.
You go. Then,
and I needed to, perhaps,
right.
If I look back at it psychologically, I haven't really thought about it that much, but thanks for being Dr. Shrink.
Well, I'm here.
Yeah. Thanks.
I'll invoice you.
Really. I've already paid, thanks. Anyway, by the way.
I bet no one else came up with that.
Well, not anybody that I didn't pay.
Mm-hmm. See? Hey, look, you started at 14. You've had a lot of practice.
I had a lot of
that.
Girls in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them have been good choices, some of them have been wonderful choices, and some of them have been really bad choices. So, you know, how do we get from there to Buddha? Oh, I was talking
Catholicism, yeah.
Well, the reason that I brought up the catechism book is because the Catholic Church, or in catechism would teach you that the Catholic religion and the Catholic Church is the one true religion.
Right.
And the rest of them is all, it's all bunk.
And the Jews say they're the chosen people.
Oh, yeah.
And Muslims
absolutely.
Are, you know.
Yeah, right,
yeah. I laugh at all of it because, you know.
It's laughable.
Yeah.
I mean, if you believe in it, it makes your life better. That's swell.
Right.
But if, you know, to criticize somebody else for their beliefs, it's really kind of a, I think it's a stress.
I have some Buddhist friends now that I think about it. I don't think that they have any stance on any one true religion. Buddhism, you know, sort of modern Eastern, you know, Western Buddhism is really more like, you know, kind of live and let live and, you know, and, it's
not unlike the Quakers. Not unlike the Quakers.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yep, that's
not
true.
Not unlike them. Anyway, we're the whole point of the conversation is last
Happy birthday,
4 minutes.
Buddha. That's
Happy
what
birthday,
is.
Buddha. Right, exactly. Yeah. Okay. So the Energy Department is going to spend $14 million of your tax money for something, hopefully, and I say that with my fingers crossed and my legs crossed and sage and thrown over my shoulder or salt or whatever, to take up the problem of plastics and how to recycle them. So what are they going to do, Victoria?
So the Department of Energy announced that they're investing $14.5 million in research and development to reduce single-use plastic waste. And so, as we know, single-use plastics, like plastic bags from the grocery store, I don't want to use the brand name, but, you know, I call it Saran Wrap, but they call it cling film. So any type, you know, if you use Saran Wrap or whatever, I know that's a brand, so I'm not trashing them. But but that type of stuff and plastic straws, those are all single-use plastic items that make up, they're the largest source of plastic in landfills. They're also some of the most difficult things to to take from the environment once they're out there. We know, we've seen, you know, we've seen stuff. I live on the beach in New Jersey, and I just constantly am picking up plastic when I walk my dogs, and it's just everywhere, and it's really difficult to, you know, to get rid of it. So essentially, what the plastic production accounts for more than 3% of the U.S.'s total energy consumption annually. Mm-hmm. So, but however, less than 10% of plastics actually make it to the recycling, to the end goal, which is to have them be recycled. So I know everybody thinks they're well-intentioned. Oh, well, I separate my garbage. Yeah, but that's not the problem. You're not the problem. The problem is we don't have a system in place to actually recycle that plastic. And it's not just plastic, but we're focusing on plastic with this new initiative. So several cities, as we know, have banned single-use plastics. No more plastic straws, no more plastic bags at the grocery store. And so this department research is hoping to discover ways to convert plastic films into more valuable materials and then to design new ways that plastics can be more recyclable and biodegradable. I think, to me, rather than recyclable, I think biodegradable is the way to go because we can't keep up with our garbage. We need to make it disappear.
Most people don't know the difference because they're not taught that in chemistry class in school.
Right.
Are in life sciences, that kind of stuff, because nobody's taught anything, it would seem, anymore.
Like the straws that I buy are from two girls who went to MIT, and they were on Shark Tank. And so the straws that I use are...
Who supported them? Who's their partner on Shark Tank?
I think...
Mr. Wonderful?
I think Mr. Wonderful did a co-deal maybe with Mark Cuban. I don't remember. It was a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And they're called lolly straws. And so they're basically, they take seaweed and they turn it into hard plastic.
It's great.
Yeah, so those are the straws that I, on Kickstarter, before they were on Shark Tank, on Kickstarter, I found them and was one of the initial, like, first 100 investors or whatever. So I get all kinds of swag from them.
Make
the
a lot
straws
of money.
Are incredible.
Yeah. Seaweed
but
straws.
See, that's an example of, you know...
Send me the information,
so
I want to get them for the farm. I don't have any info.
It's
I
a hard plastic feel to it, and it doesn't it doesn't break down or melt in your glass or in your...
or in your mouth.
You know, in your cup. Yeah,
that's the thing to do, is get M&M's to make a straw. That would really be... And then you're all done with it, you eat it. Yeah, make a chocolate straw that doesn't melt in your...
Why aren't we just using Twizzlers? Bite off the tips.
That's an idea. Yeah, right. Exactly. Good idea. Thank you,
hollow?
Jay.
Yeah,
they're
hollow.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
I know that. I
they're
know
the
that.
Perfect straws waiting for us.
Okay, now, sort of in the same vein, the folks at IKEA have recalled a lot of bowls and plates and mugs because they can be burned. I was trying to figure out what's bad about burning
this stuff. No, because what happens is when you put hot food or hot, like, say, soup or something or tea or coffee in the mugs just break, and then you're left with hot liquid all over you.
Ooh, that's not good.
Yeah.
Okay, I got that. I got the picture now. Thank you.
Not fun.
No, not at all. All right, so the bottom line, as long as we're talking about eating a little bit, I did some research, as I do, for the American Family Farmer Show, which I produce and is on the air on Thursday mornings and then over the weekend on a lot of these same stations. The American Family Farmer, focusing on farms, family, food, the food supply chains in our country as we have our farmers planting. This is the season to plant. I'm going to plant about 47 acres of hay. Nobody's going to eat that except the cows. But my friend Tom Hansen has got a lot of his stuff in. Last year, he had relationships not only with his customers and the people that do the CSAs that buy regular, but also the restaurants. But this year, we're going back to the restaurants in such huge ways that they're running out of food. They are not, you know, there's a big... I was looking at some customers who were in a dining section of a restaurant in New York. The prices, I went out to dinner last night with a friend, and I swear to God, I don't know what I bought for $140. It was a regular family
Everything
style.
Everything is so expensive now.
Crazy.
You have to really look at prices.
Right. Yeah. So anyway, and also the foods, I said, well, I wanted a certain kind of fish. Oh, we don't have that. I said, well, how about this fish? No, we don't have that. I said to him, do you have any fish? And they said,
Did you not look at the menu?
Well, but it wasn't on. It was on the menu, and they didn't have enough. It was 7 o'clock, and they were already out of it.
Oh.
That's the point.
Well, because
here,
a lot of restaurants right now, you know, when you think about, like, restaurants are similar in, you know, in terms of, like, contractors. They yeah. buy a lot of things on credit, and yeah. so if you don't want to over-order, because then you're left with stuff that you can't exactly save for later. So
you know the Restaurant Depot. Have you ever heard of that? Restaurant
the
Depot.
Restaurant Depot.
We it's
no.
they supply.
I mean, I'm assuming it's like a restaurant supply place, right?
Yeah, it is. That's exactly right. We go there for the stuff, with the exception of the ice cream. We buy all our supplies there the things that we use. And they were out of a bunch of stuff, too, when we were down last. We opened for the first time last weekend on the farm. And we went down on Thursday to get a lot of stuff. And they were out of a ton of stuff that they normally would have.
It's a good sign because everyone's using restaurants again, and everyone's going to a restaurant, so that's a great sign.
Do you know which kind of food is in shortest supply? What do you think, ladies? Take a guess. What food type is in shortest supply? Guess? No guess.
Poultry?
And that's poultry as it applies to burritos. Apparently, burritos are the hardest thing to find at any, whether it's a Mexican restaurant, regular, because a lot of people are serving burritos now, right? They have sort of faux right. Mexican food, and so the burritos themselves apparently are hard.
You mean the actual, the flour tortilla?
The flour, the tortilla, yeah.
Oh, right. That's interesting. Okay.
Yeah, I thought it was, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so.
A lot of people ate a lot of burritos. That's why everyone's fat. So, and I'm putting myself in that category.
I was gonna say,
we ate a lot of burritos.
For yourself, please.
I do not cast stones. I am fully aware of the house
houses.
I live in.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. The DJV download, which you can currently hear at DJV Show or wherever you get your podcasts, and focus on the missing yearbook stuff, the cleavage thing that became a big to
cleavage
the
gate. It's a gate.
Cleavage gate, yes.
It's a total gate at this point.
Drama. It is, really. Yeah, okay. There you go. And then there's the story of the woman who was a man, or the man. Is Elliot Page now? I get this confused. Ellen was first, and now she's Elliot.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. And he is, yes, yeah.
He bared his chest, apparently has good abs.
And that ripped. Was the, dude is straight up ripped.
Really? Just the abs or the whole body?
The abs.
Well, yeah.
The arms need some work.
Right, the arms need some work, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But the abs are impressive. I mean, it's not even a six-pack. It's like 8 or 10-pack.
Really? And that's desirable because?
It's not, I'm not saying desirable. I'm just saying it's impressive.
What do you mean? What does that mean?
Because I don't know a woman who would toss a guy out of bed because he had a six-pack. Like, oh,
yeah.
He was handsome, but then, you know, he had that six-pack, so I just can't handle that.
If he doesn't
have a dad bod.
Yeah, that's a deal breaker.
All right. Also trending, Emma Stone picking an intriguing name for a baby. You can hear that story and all the numbers that apply to Memorial Day. We have that at the podcast at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts, 48 after the hour.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I'm essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The Arise USA Tour is free, with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack, the Patriot Street Fighter Scott McKay, human rights attorney Lee Dundas, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Here we are. it's 53 after the hour. I have to admit, did I mention Pinky Lee on the air or off the air? I'm trying to remember whether it was. I think I asked you.
Either way, it wasn't that exciting, so
no.
I don't know.
But I clicked onto an old episode of Pinky Lee, and he was singing the theme song, Yoo-hoo, it's me, my name is Pinky Lee. And nobody here knew anything about Pinky Lee. However, we have somebody who's from that era, whose name we all know, that Chucker wants us to think about in a rather different way. And we're going to get to that name, that person, that actor, and Chucker's connection right after this.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
John Wayne was in 224 movies. How about that, Chucker? And this is the theme from one of them, but I don't remember which one. This does not sound like the theme to a cowboy movie. The Quiet Man. Okay, the story of John Wayne playing an Irishman, right, Chucker?
Yes, correct.
All right, so what are we celebrating?
I believe, I could be wrong, I do believe in its time it had the longest fight sequence of any movie of all time until John Carpenter's 1988 movie They Live with Roddy Piper, and that I think it was like 7.5 minute long fight sequence in that film.
Wasn't Maureen O'Hara in this, if I remember correctly? She was in a lot of movies with him.
She really loved him.
So. They were great friends. Yeah, I think she was in it. All right, so
John Wayne was born this day, May 26, 1907, passed away in 1979. Born Marion Robert Morrison, his stage name, John Wayne. Great stage name. Nickname,
you know how he got that name?
No, tell me.
He came to be called, well, he really preferred to be called Duke. He did not like, he was called Duke as a kid, even because that was the nickname that came out of his not wanting to be called Marion. Because he was made fun of, but he was bigger than everybody else, and so they stayed away from him for the most part. Good football player, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes, he was.
But anyway,
he went to USC, correct?
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Well, I know he had, from what I read, he had a football scholarship and then got an injury, I think surfing, and couldn't play football. Yeah. Got into acting, and obviously the rest is history. My favorite John Wayne movie is still his last film, which is The Shootist. He played the J.B. Books, 1976. Yep. A tremendously poetic, sort of.
Almost played like semi-biographical.
Yeah, Lauren Bacall was awesome. Ron Howard was in that movie.
Ronnie Howard.
And Man Brothers. I love that film. Yep. Jimmy Stewart played the doctor.
Jimmy Stewart was in it.
There's something really sad about watching it because
it mirrors the real story.
Passed away.
It was the real story of what happened to him. He died 2 years later of cancer. He'd had it. He was a chain smoker, never stopped. Well, he stopped once he, you know, got to the end of his life. But the people, the bad guys, Hugh O'Brien and Paladin, what's his name? Ian and John Wayne were great friends. Who played Paladin? Come on, Richard Boone. They were the bad guys. Yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome. That scene was awesome.
Yeah.
Anyway, I said this many times on the air. Would John Wayne be a movie star in 2021? I say probably not, because he was a massive, and I mean massive, product of his time. The Western genre perfectly, especially that generation. It's interesting when Western started to die out, and he did the cop movies, Brannigan and The Cure.
It was a weird fit.
But Westerns morphed into the cop movie, you know, in a lot of ways, Lethal Weapon. They're really Westerns, just disguised as modern day, you know, cop movies. That's the way the genre went.
John Wayne was operated on. His last operation, he had a heart valve. I remember this like it was yesterday. He was in Boston, a Mass General, and had a heart valve replaced with a pig heart valve. I never knew that could be done.
My grandfather had that. Yeah. That's actually what they had been using and still do, I think, for a long time. It's just not something everybody talks about. Yeah.
No, right, exactly. Unless you're a pig and you don't like the outcome of what happens to the pig they take the heart valve out of. It becomes Jimmy Dean's sausage. All right, there's the story on John Wayne. Thank you very much.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.